High protein, low carbohydrates. It's the new black of dieting, a way to strip those excess kilos from your hips. And it could make you slimmer and feel more attractive, but it also means that as you age, you're less likely to be healthy and you could die younger, according to landmark research. The study published in the journal Cell Metabolism shows that the best diet for a long life is low protein and high carbohydrate. Sarah Dingle reports.
From the Atkins diet to the paleo craze, we've been encouraged to ditch carbohydrates in favour of protein, often protein derived from meat. But now a three-year study based at Sydney's Anzac Research Institute has found if you plan on living to a ripe old age, that could be dangerous advice. Professor of Geriatric Medicine David Licuta was part of a team which modified the diets of 900 mice with dramatic results.
If you're interested in a longer lifespan and late life health, then a diet that is low in protein, high in carbohydrate and low in fat is preferable. And you can eat as much of that as you like. You don't have to be hungry. You don't have to reduce your calorie intake. You can just let your body decide what the right amount of food is.
Professor Licuta and his team put their mice on 25 different diets, altering the proportions of protein, carbohydrates and fat. The mice were allowed to eat as much food as they wanted to more closely replicate the food choices humans make.
And the healthiest diets were the ones that had the lowest protein, 5 to 10 to 15% protein, the highest amounts of carbohydrate, so 60, 70, 75% carbohydrate, and a reasonably low fat content, so less than 20%. They were also the diets that had the highest energy content. We found that diluting the diets to reduce the energy intake actually made the animals die more quickly.
So we do need to eat. If we restrict our calories in an effort to be slim and we eat less food than we need, that's not good for us either.
The animals that were eating the less calories had shorter lifespans. The maximum lifespans varied between 100 weeks and 150 weeks depending upon the diets. So there was a 50% increase in life expectancy depending upon the diets that you went on. So it was a big effect. What we did find is in late midlife, when we analysed their health, the animals on the best diet, the low protein, high carbohydrate diets, had better blood pressure, had better LDL cholesterol, had better glucose tolerance, less diabetes and so on. So the cardiometabolic health was much better in the animals on the low protein diets.
So what does this mean for people on the Atkins diet, for instance, low carb, or the paleo diet? What does this mean for those kinds of diets?
Certainly we found, and we expected to find, that high protein diets led to weight loss and led to increased muscle bulk, but this was associated with worse outcomes, whether it was blood pressure or diabetes or lifespan. And there's plenty of data in humans showing that people that choose a high protein diet have worse outcomes in terms of death and disease.
Professor of Geriatric Medicine David Licuta ending Sarah Dingle's report.